Are you crying? No. Why would you weep? There is so much to do. The work has not begun. But I feel it, you know. I hear it on the air. I hear your voice. But it's not enough to listen. I just need... I need sanctity. I need solitude. I have none. She is always there. Or you are. Or Kyria is. Or I am. No man is alone. But it's not fear. No, not fear. Nothing scares me. Do you know how long it's been since I've lain down and felt that release? The joy of waking? I stare at the ceiling. Always staring. I'm always... What am I doing? What even is it? What must I do? Just tell me what I have to do. There's a task, I know it. A labor. But I don't know what it is. Julia, it's too much for me. I can't.
Caesar?
You see, I am never alone.
Is everything all right?
Nothing ever is. Go back to the watch.
I'm not on duty.
Is this concern?
Potentially.
I've been thinking.
What of?
Have you ever been to Capri?
When I was young.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it? When you stand at the highest point, the world spreads out beneath you. Sea for miles, glistening. It feels like another life now. I miss it in some ways.
You are better served here.
It has passed. That memory, that time, has passed. It escapes me.
All things must pass.
They must. You're right. Why do we cherish that which must die?
It is only natural.
Why is it natural?
The priests would tell you to ask the gods.
They couldn't tell me either. I've tried. I don't know why I'm asking you, of all people. Your business is killing. And there's no love in business.
My business is protecting the Emperor.
But you have killed.
I have.
Have you killed anything you loved?
No.
That's a shame. If you had, you could tell me how to cope.
What have you killed?
My conviction.
That's not something that can be killed.
Then how have I killed it?
I can't answer that.
No, you can't. No one can. That's the problem. I used to be so assured. No matter. What if I were to kill indiscriminately? Just round up some patricians and execute them at the circus.
The sly eagle does not kill at whim.
What philosopher said that?
It's an observation. Killing is meaningless unless it achieves a goal.
But there is a goal in every killing, even if it's merely the desire to kill.
You need a higher purpose than simple desire.
I don't believe that.
Then you haven't killed.
Says the soldier. You think hacking barbarians to bits bears any nobility? Melonia could do that if she didn't have to think about what she was doing.
I do think about it.
Not hard enough, evidently.
You haven't slept, have you?
I haven't.
Do you think you should? Especially after what happened at
we
dinner.
We shan't talk about that.
Apologies, Caesar.
You're always quick to formalities when you apologize, Kyria. It's supremely irritating.
I'll try to stop.
Do so. I haven't slept since Drusilla passed. Well, I say that. There was one night where I did sleep. All I saw was her face. Untouched. Pristine. And I looked at my hands. There was no skin there. All bone. She showed me a mirror. And my face had melted off like wax, but I did not die. Then I woke up. I had aged. She had stayed the same. Time had not changed her. Death had made her eternal. Isn't that beautiful? Something must change.
I never realized how lovely it was out here. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's where I come to escape the palace. Get away for a spell.
I can't blame you. You can see the whole city up here.
I never did thank you for the bracelets.
Oh, hardly. To be honest, it was the first thing I could think to give away. They're not my favourites.
They're lovely, Messalina. I should have thanked you before, only it's all been a... well... oh, you know.
I'm sorry for what happened at the dinner.
You had nothing to do with it.
I know, but still, I wish I had been there.
With all respect, Messalina, I don't think you would have made much of a difference, and you'd be naive to think otherwise.
I live in hope.
Frankly, in some respects, it may have even been worse.
Do you think so?
I've no idea.
Perhaps it was for the best.
Regardless, I appreciate you being available now.
Oh, shush.
No, really, Messalina. Thank you.
Well. But it's like I say, I don't see what the problem is with the games.
The Senate says it can't be afforded. When we're sitting on all the hoarded wealth of Tiberius, it's absurd.
It's always the way, isn't it? You know, I've been out in the streets and I've heard them talk about it all. They adore these games, they do.
And what do they say about me and Gaius?
I couldn't tell you.
Be honest with me.
It's not all great.
I thought so.
Look, Milonia, there's so much going on in the world that people need the games to take their minds off it. What's not to love? Tigers and chariots and all that.
There's plenty not to love. Grisly affairs.
I suppose. But it reminds them that they're Romans, doesn't it? And there's not much better than that.
I'm not entirely convinced.
You don't go to them. You need to see it for yourself.
I have, in the past. I've had my fill. The blood makes me queasy.
It ought not to from a distance.
Blood and hooves and dirt. That's all it is, whether up close or at a distance.
Of course. But you see my point.
Yes. People live vicariously. Now, this is not a revelation to me.
And they love it.
They love brutality.
No, they love the exotic. Things they wouldn't normally see.
And they hate us.
Oh, for... Agrippina?
Ladies?
So, how are you?
Recovering, thank you.
I heard about the dinner. I'm sorry.
You've nothing to be sorry for, darling. You weren't there.
Are you healing up all right?
Getting there. Little Nero's been a chore on top, but it's nothing I can't handle.
I didn't know that Gaius would act out like that.
I'm not interested in your excuses or your apologies, Milonia. And I'm not here to dispense idle chatter.
What are you here for, then?
Just a warning.
I'm sure.
Watch, Kyria.
You expect me to believe that?
I'm not interested in what you believe. It's not my problem.
It never is it? Always slinking away.
Ta-ra, then.
Well,
maybe she's right.
Honestly, I don't think you should take stock in anything she says, considering.
No, you're probably right.
She's not worth your time.
What did you fall out over?
Nothing. I never said a bad word about her. She still spread the rumours I told you about.
Can't say I'm surprised.
That's just the sort of person she is.
So, have you slept around?
What?
You heard.
Do you think you're being funny?
I try. So?
Would it matter if I did?
Clearly it does, if you're refuting it.
No, I haven't slept around and I won't.
I'm sure.
And that fills me with confidence.
I'm only pulling your leg. Come on!
He's late again. That's the sixth time in the last 3 weeks!
Gentlemen, please.
What the hell are we supposed to do?
We wait.
Some consul.
Come again.
Nothing, consul.
I do enjoy our chats, gentlemen. What's the latest crisis? I operate best in a crisis.
We have reports of excursions in Gaul.
Gaul is yesterday. Britannia is today. I have already sent soldiers hence to bring spoils back from the British.
We would have appreciated some consultation, Caesar.
Does a godhead require debate?
No, Caesar. However...
What other purposes have we?
A matter of great importance.
No matter. A triumph has come among us.
Spoils from Britannia, Caesar.
Why has he brought a palm tree here?
He takes us for fools.
Isn't it splendid? I whipped the Hellespont to rear up in support, gentlemen. The seashells taught me. Thank you, Kyria.
A pleasure as always, Caesar.
Oh, this is something, Caesar.
Let's not be a kiss-ass, Uncle. Darling, come here beside me. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
But the business of the economy, Caesar, I just...
Polybus, if I am pushed, I will forbid discussion of state funds under penalty of death. Do you understand?
There are documents that must be signed, Lord.
Fine, bring them forward.
Note from a friend, Kyria.
What do you have there, Polybus?
Nothing, my lady. Nothing to trouble yourself over.
Gaius?
Not now, darling. I'm signing these documents.
But Gaius...
There. Done.
You didn't even read them.
My eyes have seen the words. Need there be more? No, I'll not hear it. The Emperor has spoken.
Gaius, I need to talk to you.
Dismissed, one and all. My love requires an audience. Vacate.
But there is so much more to be said.
Claudius!
I want to be alone with you.
Oh, I know. Kyria, if you would.
Understood.
What is it?
Another stunt.
Why not?
Are you trying to aggravate them?
Hardly.
Well, listen. Has Kyria been acting strangely?
I wouldn't know.
He never leaves your company.
We've been talking. I enjoy it.
When did this start happening?
When you've been asleep. Turns out, he doesn't either.
Sleep? I worry about you. After that macro business...
We have nothing to fear from Kyria. We have nothing to fear from anyone or anything. You are within my aura.
I'm not interested in your bloody aura. I'm trying to tell you that you might be in danger. Polybus just handed Kyria a letter when you weren't paying attention, and you're telling me not to worry.
Death is certain, darling.
What?
We move through life in fear of death when we should embrace it.
Why don't you listen to me?
It is the fate of all things.
I can't be around you when you're like this.
Just listen to me.
No! I've heard enough. You're not well, but you won't listen to a word I say.
I can't fix this. You think I can blow it all away like a dandelion or a puff of smoke? But I can't.
But you don't even try. You confine yourself to death and misery and refuse to countenance anything to the contrary. You're a mortician, not an emperor.
All my life, Drusilla would understand.
I'm not Drusilla.
No, you're not. And she is dead, as are we all, slouching toward Elysium.
Talk to me when you're among the living.
Where are you, Julia? I reach for you, and there is only stillness. I've tried to make them understand us, your vision, but they can't. I must do more. The work has not begun. Kyria? Kyria! We need more.
More what, Caesar?
Death. Death, Kyria. We need more death.
I'm not sure I follow.
You told me the Sly Eagle does not kill at whim.
I did.
I propose an amendment.
Namely?
The wise eagle kills when he pleases. I must be the eagle.
What are you suggesting?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't gotten that far. I'll need to dwell on it, I think. I haven't had much time to think these days.
If anything, Caesar, you've had too much time to think.
I didn't ask you.
You say things without formulating a thesis first. It's incoherent, and your logic is suffering as a result.
My logic has never faltered.
You cast aspersions where none are due.
You'll watch your tone, Kyria.
You cast out friends and loyal servants.
I will not hear this from you.
You send us to the Tiber for sand collection and say we have gone to Britannia. You make erection the watchword. You auction senators' belongings without proviso.
For money, for the state.
That is spent on your dead sister.
Do not overstep your mark. Julia is a figurehead, a godhead of the state, and we must afford her the custom she is due.
You are not a god, and neither is she.
No. Gods require sacrifices. That's it. Sacrifice. That's it, isn't it? Oh, she was right about you. Of course she was. You're a good man. Oh, Melonia mentioned you received a letter. May I see it?
She must be mistaken, Caesar.
Oh, that's a shame.
Come to my house when the sun sets. Take care to be alone. Lepida! I want you here for this.
Yes, ma'am.
How's Nero?
Sleeping.
Good. He can be so difficult sometimes. It wears me out. They're always heavier than they look. I must say, though, it's nice having someone else around the house.
It's nice to be in a house at all, ma'am.
Stop, darling. Just call me by my name.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why even knock if you're just going to come in anyway?
I've not come to chat.
Manners are everything. Nevertheless, I thought we might make the occasion a little more homely. Have a seat.
I'm alone, as you asked. I expected likewise.
But no one's ever really alone, are they?
You sound like your brother.
We're similar in many ways.
All he talks about is death. It's incessant.
He was always rather morbid.
He mentioned sacrifice, so he might ascend to godhood. He was rambling, nonsensical.
I was wrong about Melonia. I thought she could steer him.
She hasn't, at all. She's passive.
At least she has a will of her own.
Alone, indeed. Are you here to kill me?
If I wanted you dead, you would be. And I have every right to want that.
Enya, please. Let's be civil. Lepida, would you? Sit down, Kyria.
I hope that's the last of your tricks.
I assure you it is. I'll be straightforward. You're a pragmatist. You follow your orders because it's the easy way out, because it keeps you alive. I understand.
You think you know me.
But how long do you think that will last? How long before my brother decides, on a whim, that he wants you dead? He'll find someone to do it for him. He'll replace you. And it will be as if you never existed.
Just like Macro.
Gaius must die if Rome is to live.
This has nothing to do with the survival of Rome, Agrippina.
Doesn't it?
You are asking me to kill an emperor.
We are asking you to kill a man and a tyrant and a monster. One far beyond any ethical restraint or human decency.
What will you do after he is dead?
We will reinstate the Republic.
How?
I always believed in the Republic, for what it's worth.
The Republic died before you were even born.
When I was growing up, I'd hear stories of Caesar crossing the Rubicon, uniting the warring factions of Rome beneath his banner. Dictator for life, they called him. Centuries of democracy lain low by one man's ambition. Isn't that terrifying?
You can gussy up the assassination all you want, but let's not pretend it's in the name of anything other than family squabbles.
All right, Kyria. You've got me. I may not believe it, but others do. My uncle does, for one, but he is a man of some ideals. I don't think you are. Quite the opposite. But I also know you have a heart somewhere. If I can't appeal to your head, I will appeal to that instead.
You'd be wasting your time.
Do you think I wanted Macro dead?
You let it happen. That's almost worse.
Let's stick to the matter at hand.
Caligula is a blight that must be blotted out.
And you will be our champion, Kyria. You will be the hero of the new Republic.
Brutus thought the same thing.
My brother is not Julius Caesar, darling. His antics are growing staler by the day. The people are getting bored. They will not mourn him.
What do I get out of it?
Peace of mind?
That won't go far.
It will have to. I'm sure our senator friends would reward you if you ask nicely.
I'm not a mercenary.
So you do have a heart.
I'm not misled by it.
Then we are very much alike. I leave it in your hands, Kyria. If you do not help us, we will find someone who will. And you will likely be dead already. Keep that in mind.
Happily. Enya.
Don't.
I'm sorry about Macro.
You have no right.
No.
That was intense.
Soldiers always are.
Do you think he'll do it?
At the moment, I haven't the faintest idea. I don't quite know what that man is thinking.
He only wants to secure his own skin.
Don't you? I respect anyone who's lasted as long as he has, in his line of work.
Why did you tell Malonia to watch him? She'll never let him out of her sight.
Precisely. It will make him wary, and thus more likely to be self-preserving. Gaius perceives himself to be untouchable. He cannot be reasoned with. Even if Malonia were to prove unequivocally that Kyria was determined to kill him, her pleas would not reach him. She is powerless.
It's almost sad.
Nothing sad about it.
In any case, we'll wait.
What's to stop Kyria from informing them?
He won't. Not with Malonia second-guessing him. No, Lepida, darling. I'll see to him. He just wants his mother.
How old are you?
16.
Young for a poet.
A homeless poet.
I see.
Men repossessed my father's house in the name of the state. Raising funds, they said. Separated me from my parents. I don't know if the Emperor ordered it.
He did. Make no mistake. All that spending. He has to raise the money somehow. They're all complicit.
The senators?
Well, why else would they let him continue?
I don't know.
Exactly. He took my home too. Why not? He's taken everything else. He won't stop until he's burned this city to the ground.
He's sleeping again. Got him to shut up.
So we're just going to wait.
We're not going to storm Palatine Hill between the three of us and a handful of aging politicians. Kyria has influence that we do not. His men respect him. They will follow him. All he has to do is decide.
If he doesn't?
Then I'll think of something else.
Fine. I don't suppose there's any floor space available. No, I see. Your family is hardly known for its charity.
I've a baby and a youngster to house.
Fine.
We'll meet when we know Kyria's intent. There's room by the fire, love. Come on.
Do you think he'll take your house, too?
I don't know. I doubt he's put much thought into it.
But can't you do anything?
After the feast debacle. Come on.
Senators, hear me. Our Emperor will not be present as chair today, for he has urgent business abroad.
Where?
here, he... He didn't say.
How long are we going to be subjected to this nonsense?
He takes and takes and gives nothing in return.
Gentlemen, let's not be hasty.
I haven't a penny left to my name because of him.
He's taken us all for fools.
Tell us where he is.
I don't know.
Then what are you here for, Claudius?
What?
All you do is stand there being his mouthpiece, never lifting a finger, always making excuses.
Now, I...
Consul for the ages!
Have we fallen so far that we allow this sycophant to hold office?
What would you have me do?
Anything!
I...
Oh, what's the use? He may as well be a statue. He trembles at the thought of action.
What good is a man of this caliber? He only enables Caligula's extravagance, and by saying nothing, he encourages
what
it.
What would you do in my position, gentlemen? Not only is he emperor, he is family. My family, my nephew, flesh of my flesh.
He gawps and squawks with nothing to say.
Now, listen.
Nothing will change. We must act. We cannot allow this to continue. This craven extravagance, this disrespect, it will only multiply as time crawls on. The wheels are already in motion, my friends. Caeria and the Praetorian Guards will stand with us.
Gentlemen, Caesar has sent me as his envoy in his absence. He apologizes.
And now, his whore has come to proselytize.
As you are well aware, the Emperor has vital business to attend to that is inalienable to his office. He trusts you will respect this. Nevertheless, he has brought a call for you all to heed. Consul?
Henceforth, the wives of all elected senators will offer themselves, body and soul, for the state. The people will pay for their pleasure.
He's prostituting our wives!
Listen.
Those who resist or deny the state will suffer the consequences due to those who deny the will of the people. Signed, Gaius Germanicus Caesar.
It is to be enacted immediately.
This is insanity!
Inform your wives.
An audience with you. That's all I need. If you would only tell me what to say, what to do, I would do it. I'd say it. I would rip myself from head to toe if it meant you could be restored to me. I don't know why I remain. This room, this house, this
city? Why does it remain? I go on. I continue. And I
delivered your accords. The Senate's in chaos.
Simple words do much to frighten simple minds.
It's because they don't know what you won't do anymore.
They never did. Have you seen Kyria?
No. You know he was seen leaving Agrippina's house the other night.
And where is he now?
I don't know. Does that mean nothing to you?
Not especially.
She wants you dead, Gaius. She is trying to kill you, and Kyria is her sword.
I want him here.
Why aren't you listening to me?
Send for him.
He is going to kill you. Don't you understand?
He won't.
So you don't even care?
I care for my accords.
What have those men done to you? What have their wives done to deserve this?
Nothing.
Why do you hate them so much?
I don't. Not truly.
Then what do you do to those you hate?
I let them live.
You let? Of course.
Darling?
Yes?
I've written a play for us to perform.
Have you?
You'll be Jupiter. We'll read it together.
Yes.
It's in our room, all laid out.
I'll read it. I'm pregnant, you know.
That's nice.
I'll go and find Kyria.
That would be lovely.
Caesar.
I'm glad you're here. You put me at ease.
Thank you.
Melonia tells me things.
What did she say?
That you met with my sister?
I did, Caesar.
Any particular reason?
She requested it.
What did you discuss?
The state.
It's all right. I know. You think to betray me.
Not at all.
Now come on, Kyria. Show some backbone.
I will serve you loyally for the rest
no,
of
No, don't. 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 I don't want to hear any of it. I talk with you like this because I feel that you understand me.
Thank you, Caesar.
I'd rather not have to kill you.
Certainly, Caesar.
Stop calling me Caesar! It's meaningless!
Very well. Is there much meaning to your life? You keep saying things are meaningless.
Are you questioning me?
Honor is meaningless. Nobility, loyalty, morality. Caesar, Emperor, the Senate. These things are chaff to you.
Because I have proven them to be meaningless.
How?
Do you not see my method?
I don't see any method at all.
By existing, Kyria, we have proven the meaninglessness of all things.
I don't follow.
No. Why do you think we live?
That depends on the man.
Or woman, or child, or aunt. A pointless answer.
By your own logic, any answer I give is precisely that. Pointless.
Yes. You're like Melonia. You're different. You're not afraid of me.
I have nothing to fear from you.
You have everything to fear from a god.
I don't believe in gods.
Why not?
Teutoburg Forest.
Do you believe in mankind?
I don't believe in anything I'll never understand.
What do you understand?
I don't understand anything. In my dreams, I walk through the bodies of my friends. I tread through mud and dirt and blood. My sword hangs at my side. I am bleeding. I am sweating. I am crying. There is no horizon. There are no songs. There is no life. I look up and an eagle crashes through the trees. And then I wake up. Every night.
That's fascinating. Thank you. Now I know what I truly want.
What is that?
A Teutoburg for the world. A worldwide circus of death. I desire that above all else. That will be my sacrifice. Why do you live?
To live.
For the sake of living?
Yes.
You are a very simple man.
I suppose I am.
Supposition has nothing to do with it. You are or you aren't.
I am, then.
Does the happiness of others not fulfill you?
It does. To an extent.
It does or it doesn't, Kyria.
Happiness can't be boiled down to logical extremes.
Logic is the foundation of my empire. It can.
It can't, Gaius. There is no absolute measure of happiness or any other emotion. You cannot say, I am happy with all certainty.
Why not?
Because an emotion does not exist in isolation.
But if you were to take an action without emotional attachment, by pure logical mien, what would you call that?
I don't know.
It is direct and crystalline and immovable. That is what I strive for, Kyria. The emancipation of logic. If that is impossible, as you say it is, then I will make it possible. We have been held back all this time by the petty trifles of the heart. I will kill the heart. There will be nothing left on earth but the will to act with freedom and impunity. That's it! Freedom, Kyria! In all its truth! Oh, you have done me a great service today. Let me embrace you. Thank you. You may go. Oh! Melonia and I will be performing a play. It'll be fun. You should come along. Bring all your... what are they called? Oh yes, your Senate friends. Bring them all. My head is fine. Fancy that.
Did you enjoy your bath?
Happily, thank you.
Hardly. You'll just owe me a poem.
I'll get to work on one.
I wasn't entirely serious, darling.
It's been a while, honestly.
If you're going to do it in the other room. We'll be having guests. And take Nero, would you? Could you not knock first?
When is Kyria coming?
He's been gone too long.
He will be here, gentlemen.
This plan of yours has put us all in danger.
Any other plan would have done much the same. Do you have a better one, Quintus?
We have doomed ourselves.
Gaius is the doom. And he is hanging over all of our heads whether we conspire or not. What is his motive for prostituting your wives? He has none. He doesn't need one. If Kyria does not come, we will adapt accordingly.
Kyria is coming.
You see? Nothing to fear.
I don't think you should be smiling.
As I say, nothing to fear. Well?
He knows.
He's bluffing.
He's not. Melonia knew, and now he knows.
He's absorbed in himself, believes himself a god. I know him, Kyria. He will do nothing.
There will be a play performed. I don't know when. He told me to bring my senator friends. He knows.
And he has done nothing.
Not yet.
But why has he done nothing? That's what we should be asking.
It makes our job all the easier.
He wants it.
Don't be ridiculous.
When I spoke with him, he didn't have the conviction of a lunatic or the dogma of a zealot. It was sheer will. Immovable, he said. He knows, and he doesn't care.
Then why didn't you kill him there and then?
I don't know.
You see? He had the opportunity. Every opportunity under the sun. And he did nothing. This is our champion. He is a coward.
Calm down, Enya. You will take your guards, Kyria. And you will kill him after this play of his is performed.
There will be witnesses.
None that will accuse you. I'll see to that. You will take your time, allow whatever audience there is to dissipate, and you will kill him. You will leave, and we will decide what must be done from there.
Fine.
That simple.
Do you trust me?
Not especially.
It will happen.
I'll make preparations among the men.
Some initiative at last. Thank you.
May the gods be with you, Kyria.
Wine, anyone? Lepida! Pour some wine for our friends, darling.
I finished the poem, Agrippina.
Later, love. Gentlemen! I say we drink to celebrate the new republic.
Same as it ever was.
Hush, you. Come on, lads, help yourselves. On the house, a toast. To the new republic.
To the new republic.
To the new republic. So, how are we? What's the topic of discussion? Hope it's nothing too morbid.
We were discussing the new accord.
Shut up, Quintus. But what does our dear sister think of them? Agrippina?
I think they're an affront.
And Lepida? lovely poet Lepida. What do you think?
I think they're wonderful, Caesar.
You remind me of Gemellus, you know. He was a thin little liar, too. Lepida knows how it is, sister. I might even make her consul once our idiot uncle's term expires. It's a dreadfully dull job. You'll fit right in.
Thank you, Caesar.
Have you seen Kyria anywhere, Enya?
No.
Pity that. I was only talking with him an hour ago. Polybus, how's the wife?
She's splendid, Caesar.
I imagine she's quite pleased with the accords.
She's thrilled, Caesar.
All my favourites in one room. My, my. If you would. All my favourites. I love you all.
Oh, please, no.
Even you, Lepida.
Gaius, please, no. Anyone but her, please.
It's all right, sister. I love you. Enya, dearest. I love you too. Do sit, baby. What? Nothing to say? You're normally so forthright. Always the wit. Still nothing? You can tell me. I'm your brother. Your own flesh and blood. The blood and flesh of our sister. Our sister who died for us.
She died of a fever, Gaius. The fever you gave her.
No. She died so that we may live. Why did she hate us so?
All you've ever known is death.
Death is love, sister.
I'm no more your sister than you are rational or sane.
And she denies her own blood. Can you believe it? She, of all people. I know you love me because you want me dead.
I have never wanted anything more.
There's no shame in it.
I thought I understood you before, Gaius. But now I see I was wrong. I know what you are now.
Good. Tell me.
You're a spider's web of petty contradictions. You're a boiling rash of scrambled nerves. Who can't abide the fact that Julia would rather die than dote on you for the rest of her...
And I know that you will be empress one day. That is your punishment.
As long as it's over your dead body.
Wasn't that your plan, darling?
You have no idea.
I think I'll banish you. That's what I'll do.
Does it hurt, Caligula? Knowing she's dead, and there's nothing you can do to bring her
back...
To the back.
Pontine Islands, that's where you'll go. But which one? Pandateria. A worthy abode.
Of course.
We'll sell all this off, raise some capital, get the coffers... Little Nero.
No.
It's all right. I'll get him.
You won't have him too, you piece of shit!
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Shush now. Uncle Gaius is here.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you!
No, Mummy's just upset. It's
give
fine.
Him back! Gaius, give him back! Gaius, give him back! Now!
We'll bring you back with us.
Gaius! Then. Gaius! Listen to me! Get your fucking hands off! Give him back! Gaius! Gaius, give him back now!
What's that?
Gaius!
Oh, yes. Absolutely. All in time.
Jupiter welcomes your form, Venus. Venus of the foam, sweetest Venus of the foam even. Oh, God. This is ridiculous. Okay. Jupiter welcomes your form, sweetest Venus of the foam, to our realm... Realm of the Lords, hereafter to live and love. Right. Jupiter welcomes your form. Sweetest.
I've brought everything you wanted.
The makeup, is it? Thank you.
How are the lines?
Getting there. They don't make a hint of sense, but they're certainly... something.
I suppose you haven't really acted before.
It's very different.
Can I see?
You'll be there tomorrow?
I will be.
You'll see it then. It's a surprise.
Fine, fine. Do you want me to do you up?
No, no. I'll do it. Gaius has a very particular notion of how it should be.
I understand. They say he's brought back a baby. Agrippina's baby.
I wouldn't know. I can't reach him anymore.
Does that bother you?
I'm not sure. Messalina, would you mind leaving me alone? I need to learn these bloody lines.
Are you sure?
I am.
All right. Let me know if you need anything.
I will.
Take care.
I'll try. So, this is where we are. Reading shit poetry for an errant husband in the heart of the world. Surrounded by death. Well, I suppose that's nothing new. You're an old woman, Melonia. Well, maybe not that old, but... aging. Getting sore. Eyes are going. Takes more effort to get out of bed every day. I've tried. I can't do this. Yeah.
Traitor welcomes your form.
Venus am I, arisen so from the foam of Kyla's gelding. I've come to spread the great bounty of endless love.
Jupiter welcomes your form, sweetest Venus of the foam, to our realm of the lords, hereafter to live and to love. Merry, O love-giver, spread thy great prize to the fledgling man.
Then let it be written in large on sinews of the world that love is all things, for it comes from ocean's sweet embrace, as ocean nourished creation, so creation is.
From the deepest womb of the world, the Emerald Sea, to melodious isles and the peaks from which we watch on high, I, All-Father Jupiter, tend to the delights of a love unfurled for all, Elysium on Earth as one for all.
This is a revelation. We must do it more often.
Quite.
What did you all think? I wrote it myself. Uncle Claudius, what were your impressions?
I've never seen anything like it.
What did you think, Messalina?
It was incomparable, Caesar. You are both radiant.
Thank you.
You're very kind. I was inspired by Virgil, but I think I've done much better. The meter needs work.
Don't be hard on yourself.
I'll get it. Don't worry. Little Julia will be so proud of her father when she grows up. Thank you for your patronage. Your presence is no longer required. Thank you.
We'll talk later, Messalina.
Do you think they liked it?
I'd be stunned if they did.
Well, I think they did. I'm proud.
I'm glad.
I'm happy you're here, Melonia.
Thank you. What are you doing, Tyria?
If you don't make a sound, no harm will come to you. Don't!
Gaius, run! Tyria is...
It is time, Gaius.
Isn't it always?
Prepare yourself.
I dreamed of Jupiter last night. I was in heaven, and I was stood next to the throne. Do you know what heaven is? Never mind. He looked at me, I looked at him. He kicked me with his right toe and I fell to earth. I fell through the clouds and I hit the floor. Jupiter!
So be it.
Live. I still live.
live the Emperor.
Forgive me for intruding, but I...
Hail, Emperor Claudius!
What have you done?
We have done what was necessary.
Oh, Melonia too?
Necessity.
Haven't we had enough barbarism? It's all right.
Bear our new emperor hence.
Emperor? What? Put me down. Put me down. Stop this at once. Stop, Tyria.
Amlan, see the moon, boy. Come ride with me, and I will take you to the sky.
Hello, guys.
She's splendid, Caesar.
You call this justice?
One man is only enough against so many.
I will kill you.
I pray that Jupiter will accept my life in exchange for our beloved.
I don't think so, Caesar.
What have the gods done for you?
Hello, Julia.
Hello, little boots.
Little Boots, an audio drama in four parts, is written by Daniel Abbott. Gaius was played by Mike Fish, Melonia by Catherine Mary, Drusilla by Jessica Gittins, Kyria by Owen Watts, Claudius by Ben Moore, Agrippina by Anna Sherratt, Messalina by Georgia Shan Clark, Enya by Paula Gallagher, Polybus by Patrick Young, Quintus by Alex Dybel, Lepida by Hannah Ray Sefton, Macro by Banayodis Venezi, Tiberius by Hugh Evans, Gamellus by Niall Morgan, Lucius by Roger Boyle, Paulus by Joe Rashka, and The Messenger by Daniel Abbott. This audio drama was produced by Blood, Sweat and Tea Productions Limited in collaboration with Awaken Productions.